You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report an arrest for domestic abuse battery with strangulation, along with simple assault, aggravated assault, driving under suspension, and careless operation. One motorist booked by police for driving under suspension and improper display of a temporary tag. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development: on Thursday, the inside lane of I-20 westbound at the Highway 531 overpass will be closed. The closure will be from around 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. Thursday to allow the contractor to mobilize equipment for the ongoing Highway 531 overpass replacement project. And the department also reminding motorists on Thursday there will be lane closures at the intersection of Benton Road, or Highway 3, and Hospital Drive, north of I-220 in Bossier Parish, for installing traffic signal components. The closures include the northbound left turn lane from Highway 3 to Hospital Drive at 8 a.m. The southbound left turn lane from Highway 3 to Hospital Drive will be closed at around 10 a.m. And then the southbound right turn lane will be closed after the other work has been completed. All lanes should be reopened by 5 p.m. Thursday. The work is related to asphalt overlay project on Highway 3. All work will be performed weather permitting. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 83, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 63 with an east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny on Thursday, high 87, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Thursday night, low near 62, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high 86. Clear Friday night, low near 59. And that's the area forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Timothy Bradford pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension, no proof of liability insurance, and improper registration, and will stand trial at a later date. Dawn Marie Cato pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Daniel Michael Hobbs was fined $150 plus court cost, plus a 6-month suspended sentence, and placed on 1-year probation for domestic abuse battery. Patricia Inline Moore pleaded not guilty to cruelty to animals and will stand trial at a later date. Benny Olin Patterson was fined $150 plus court costs for driving under suspension. Jeffrey Rogers was fined $100 plus court cost, plus 8 days in jail with credit for time served for driving under suspension. Jason Watson pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. Fred Woolley was sentenced to 7 days in jail with credit for time served for simple criminal trespassing. Yvonne Layton was fined $100 plus court cost, plus a 30-day suspended sentence, and placed on 1-year probation and make restitution for theft. Joseph Michael Peace was sentenced to 6 months suspended and 1-year probation for domestic abuse battery. Graduation for the 2023 class at North Webster High School is scheduled for Thursday. Graduation is scheduled for 7:30 Thursday evening at the Baucom Ferrer Football Stadium in Spring Hill. And graduation for the 2023 class at Minden High School is scheduled for Friday. Graduation starts at 7 o'clock Friday evening at W.W. Williams Stadium. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has announced plans to stock one of the get-out and fish sites before the start of the summer fishing time. Turner's Pond is one of several sites in the state that have been designated as get-out and fish sites. The Turner's Pond will be stocked with catfish on May 30th in preparation for the free fishing weekend scheduled for June 10th and 11th, where anglers will not be required to have a Louisiana recreational fishing license on those days. In observance of National Senior Health and Fitness Day, There will be a community health fair scheduled for Wednesday, May 31st from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Minden Recreation Center. There will be exercise demonstrations, a lunch, bingo, and door prizes will also be awarded. And the ARC of Caddo-Bossier will be hosting a recruitment fair on May 31st at the Webster Parish Library Stewart Center on East and West Street from 9 a.m. till noon. They're looking to hire direct support professionals to assist individuals with disabilities with everyday activities such as personal hygiene, dressing, bathing, grooming, meal preparation, feeding, and housekeeping. And you may be asked to assist the individual with doctor appointments. For information, you can call the library at 371-3080. Again, they're scheduled for May 31st from 9 till noon at the Webster Parish Library, 521 East and West Street. Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College will host a summer manufacturing camp. It's scheduled for June 12th through the 15th from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the campus at Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College. At the summer manufacturing camp, they're on a mission to inspire and empower the next generation of innovators and creators. Through hands-on experience, engaging workshops, and field trips, they'll introduce children to career choices in today's manufacturing industry. All middle school students are welcome. Cost is $100 per student. The students must be between the ages of 12 and 14, and a lunch and T-shirt will also be included. For information, you can email Robert McGuire at nltcc.edu or call McGuire at 371-3055. The Minden Recreation Center has announced the Rec Center pool will be open on May 30th. Pool hours are from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, and the pool will be closed on Sunday and Monday. The annual meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for Saturday, May 27th at 4 p.m. in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. Funeral services for Luke Partain of Castor are scheduled for 1 o'clock at the New Ebenezer Baptist Church in Castor. Burial will be in the New Ebenezer Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Bethany Partain, daughter, Arlie K. Partain, parents, Jennifer and Trey Partain, grandparents, Charlie Wesley Henderson and Bill and Lynn Partain, and siblings, Noah and Michaela Partain, Kaylee and Silas Guidry, and Finley Oliver. A visitation time for Billy Shane Harris, age 49 of Dubberly, is scheduled for 5 p.m. today in the Roseneath Chapel. Survivors include his wife, Stephanie Harris, mother, Rebecca Shelley, stepmother, Sandy Harris, six children, including Regan Harris of Doyleen, Blake Bradley of Dubberly, Brody Harris of Houghton, and Rayleigh Harris of Dubberly, two brothers, and one including Casey Harris of Minden, stepbrothers Mark Doyle and Danny Doyle, stepsister Shonda Hammonds, one granddaughter also survives. Funeral services for Reverend Sherman Bradford are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Valley Peace Baptist Church in Cotton Valley. Burial will follow in the Cotton Valley Community Cemetery. Visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Milton Jenkins are scheduled for noon Saturday at the Mount Olive Greenville Baptist Church in Cotton Valley. Burial will follow at the Mount Olive Cemetery in Cotton Valley. Visitation time is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions with convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville. Call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post that all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers have the area code of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a gas water heater at 453-0174. Wanted, a gas water heater, call 453-0174. Wanted, a king-size bed frame at 469-4905. Wanted, a king-size bed frame, 469-4905. They have a small dog to give away, and they have for sale an electric wheelchair or will trade for a four-wheel scooter. Call 564-8821. That's a small dog to give away and for sale, electric wheelchair, or will trade for a four-wheel scooter at 564-8821. For sale, a dining table with a leaf and six chairs for $400. A sofa and love seat, both for $125. A hutch for $225, all at 470-0984. That's for sale. A dining table includes the leaf and six chairs for $400. Sofa and love seat, both for $125, and a hutch for sale, $225, at 470-0984. For sale, an entertainment center, office desk, plus a dining table with two leaves at 470-6373. For sale, entertainment center, office desk, and a dining table with two leaves, all at 470-6373. For sale, two matching recliners for $100 each, and two club chairs for $75 each. Call 3804. Or go to 367 North Tanglewood. For sale, two matching recliners for $100 each, two club chairs for sale for $75 each, all at 3804, or go to 367 North Tanglewood. Wanted, a two-bedroom HUD-approved home located outside the Minden city limits. Call 553-3788. It's wanted, a two-bedroom HUD-approved home outside Minden city limits at 553-3788. For sale, a Ford Expedition, $2,500, call 422-7401. That's for sale, a Ford Expedition, asking $2,500 at 422-7401. For sale, a wheelchair ramp, it will need to be disassembled, $375. Call 584-0638. For sale, a wheelchair ramp. It will need to be disassembled at 584-0638. For sale, some pajamas and biker shorts. Call 990-3234. They have for sale pajamas and biker shorts. Call 990-3234.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.